Mamari Chodesh Tammuz Av. So it's interesting. The Bnei Yisrael, there's two sections that he puts together. Tammuz and Av he groups together, and Kislev and Teves he puts together, and he deals with them independently. But I guess he felt that there are months that need to be clustered together on some level. Okay, but let's see. Maimar Aleph Mahus Hachadashim. Okay, so like Rabbi Yisrael said, a person has to know the Shem Hashem that is sholeit, that is present in the spiritual universe, is in every month. Why do I have to know it? Right, so he's supposed to be mechavin it during davening. Why do I need to be mechavin it during davening? So Bnei Yisrael writes, somewhere at the very beginning of the Sefer, he quotes a Medrash, that why is it that people daven and their tefillos aren't answered? Because they don't daven b'shem. They don't daven with Shem Hashem. What does it mean they don't daven with Shem Hashem? So Bnei Yisrael explains, I don't remember where it is, Bnei Yisrael explains that what does it mean to daven b'shem? A person has to mechavin the shame that corresponds to that particular, and he probably has it right at the beginning of Nisan. If a person is not mechavin the shame of that particular month, so you're limiting your ability to tap into the kochos of that given month. Oh, here it is. He has it, yeah. It looks like it's a Maimar Aleph of Maimar Chodesh Nisan. Eschanan al Hashem be'isa hi lemur. Yeah. It's a Medrash Shochar Tov and Tehillim. B'pnei ma Yisrael mispalim ve'enam na'anim. Na'anim. B'pnei she'enam yodim lispal b'shem. Why do we daven? We're not answered because we don't know how to daven b'shem. So he explains. What does it mean you don't know how to daven? Hinei l'chor enam muvan. He says, based on this idea that every month has a particular shame, so that's how a person sees Hatzlacha in his tefillah. V'eschanan el Hashem be'is ha'hi lemur. A daven to Hashem, Moshe says, using whatever the shame Hashem of that is ha'hi, whatever the spiritual energy of that particular time was. So you have to know the shame that corresponds to each month. Okay, where do we know this from? We know it from Sefer Yetzirah, and from the Mishnah's Chassidim, which he always quotes at the beginning. So let's see. Tzirah Havaya. The name of the arrangement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Hasholeit B'Chodesh Tammuz, Hu Hei Vav Hei Yud. Yotze Mipasuk V'Chol Ze Einenu Shoveli. When Haman HaRasha says in Megillas Esther, in the fifth paragraph, Chol Ze Einenu Shoveli, when I see Mordechai, I have all the, right? Chazal say he knew every penny he had. He had a very precise cheshbon that he carried close to himself. He knew every dollar he had in the bank. He knew the positions of power that he had. And yet when I see Mordechai and his refusal to bow to me, all my money, all my power is worthless to me. So the Sofei Tevos of Zeh, Inenu Shovali, are Hei Vav Hei Yud. Okay, let's start thinking. He's not going to necessarily give us everything, but it's our job also to use the brains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and think about that. Right? Meaning that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to Klal Yisrael in the month of Tammuz. Chol Zeh, Inenu Shovali. Everything that you're Osek in is Inenu Shovali. I'm not interested in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Okay, you'll notice, as he'll point out in a minute, that the tziruf, the arrangement of Hashem's name for Tammuz, is yud kei vav kei backwards, completely backwards. Right? Hey vav hey yud. Hashem kiviyachol is turning his back on us. It's a zman of Hester panim, and obviously it's a zman of din, as he'll say. The tziruf havaya shochodesh menachem av hu hey vav yud hey. It's interesting. It's not for now, but just I'll just point out that when we refer to Shem Hashem in these types of svarim, why we call it the Shem Havaya. Havaya, Hei Vav Yud Hei, is actually one of the arrangements. The month of Av, the arrangement for the month of Av is Havaya, Hei Vav Yud Hei. So it's something to think about. Why is it that when we are looking for some type of name to be merames to the name, we call it by the name that actually corresponds to the month of Av. Okay, but he doesn't bring here a Rashi Tevos, interestingly enough. He says it's Nirmaz B'Torah in Shmos Perek Tes, by the Makkah of Dever, Hinei Yad Hashem Hoya B'miknecha. The hand of Hashem will be present amongst your animals. Okay, there are other Ramazim that some Sfarim bring. You can see at the bottom of the page, I mentioned it from Parshas Kisavo. Haskesu Shema Yisrael Hayom V'chulu. Right, there you have Hei Vav Yud Hei. Haskes Ushma Yisrael, and we'll see very strongly in a few minutes what the month of Av has to do with the Indian of Shmiya. So this is actually a very appropriate pasuk. Haskes, listen deeply, Ushma Yisrael. And Moshe goes on to say, Hayom, today you're becoming a nation, and you have to understand what that means to become the nation of Hashem. Okay, but here Bnei Yisrael gives us not a Rashi Tevos, but he gives us a word, Hoya. Hoya b'miknecha. V'mirtz Hashem v'dubar b'zeh inyanim shonim ki'ar Hashem atov aleinu, v'Hashem yisbarach yeh ba'azreinu. Okay, so let's start with Tammuz. Hinei. Tziruf Hashem Shal Chodesh Tammuz, like we pointed out, Hulam Afreya Lagamri. it's Hashem's name completely backwards, but who Mor El Din, and that obviously alludes to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is turning his back on us. Umitziru Zeh Hashem Nishava Hadin Al Haman HaRasha Ba'omru V'chol Zeh Inenu Shovali. And just uttering that expression, when Haman said V'chol Zeh Inenu Shovali, that became the moment that Haman, so to speak, did himself in. He tapped into this shame of Din, this energy of din, this midas adin, al kain shlitas adin b'zeh chodesh v'afilu kodim yizayin b'tamuz. And sometimes we forget that really it's an entire month of din, right? It's not just something that begins with the 3 weeks. There are certain hanhagos that we take on, but really the entire month is this man of din, and one has to act appropriately given that reality. Liyos hayam yamei hiluch hameraglim. The entire month of Tammuz, as we'll see, was spent by the Meraglim spying on Eretz Yisrael. Right? They left at the end of Sivan. They spent the entire month of Tammuz in the beginning of Av seeing the negativity of the Kedushas Haaretz, unfortunately. Okay, what about Av? V'tzirof Hashem shachodesh Av t'chilaso hu l'mafreya. V'chetzio hasheini yud hei hu kaseder. It starts off backwards, hey vav, same as Tammuz, but the second half straightens itself out. The Yud and the Hay come back into the proper order. What does that mean? It's Moral Tesvav Yamim. The last 15 days of Av is actually the beginning of a Zman of tremendous Rachamim. As we know, Tu B'Av, right? Chazal say there are no Yom Tovim like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Days of Tshuva, days of Rachamim. Min Chamisha Asar Ve'elach Misorim HaRachamim Vaschalas Hisorus HaTshuva Ilah Bina Yud Hey nearly. Okay, so it's a time of Bina. And Bina is connected to the world of Tshuva. What does that mean? These are Kabbalistic ideas that are beyond us, but just B'derech Pashut, B'derech Avoda, I'll just read you the words of the Yosher Divrei Emes, which I quoted here in the Sif Seichein. But it's from the Sefer Yosher Divrei Emes. So he says, what is the concept of Tshuva being associated with Bina? He says very simple. Tshuva hu bebina, ki ikra tshuva hu his oris havana belev ha'adam, shemevin gedula sabar yisbarach shema. A person who has chachma, right? Again, within the sefer, you have chachma, then you have bina. So a person who's only at the level of chachma is totally impotential. Chachma is the theoretical awareness of Hashem. Bina, right, is a havana belev. That's where I actually internalize it, and bina requires me to respond to something. It's not just the intellectual awareness that there is a creator of the universe, but it's okay. But I've wronged that creator of the universe. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me energy, and I used it against him to do a chataim. V'yeshno hachna gedola b'zichro shuba meluchlach b'heichal hamelech malcho shel olam. And it becomes terribly embarrassed, right? That's what bina does. Bina means I really get the fact that I've dirtied a Kadosh Baruch Hu's palace, or that I'm a dirty person in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. And you come back to Hashem with an honestic, that's a good word, with an honest, right, krechs from the heart. He says, genuche ganach, a person lets out a cry, a sigh, from the depths of his, from the omek halev. That's the idea of tshuva being associated with bina. Okay, just again, in the order of the arrangement of the siros, yod is chachma, and the hay, the first hay, right, we know there's a tshuva tata and a tshuva ilah, that's from Rami said, the first hay is the higher level of tshuva, right? Even the Rambam describes different madrigos of tshuva, and there's the lower level of tshuva. So again, this higher level of tshuva, bina, comes from that chibur. When I take the yud, I take an intellectual awareness and I actually do something with it, there's a tshuva that takes place. So anyways, this is the last 15 days of Av, a zman of rachim, a zman of tshuva, tuba Av, v'chula. Okay. What else do we know about the month? Oz Beis. B'sefer Yetzira, himlech os ches b'ri'ya, V'kesher lo keser, v'tzarfan zeh b'zeh, v'tzar behem sartan ba'olon, v'tamuz b'shana, v'yad yamin b'nefesh zachar nekev. He gives us four pieces to add to our puzzle. Right? Tammuz is the month, but there are four things associated with the month. We have the letter ches. Every month has an action, or some type of bodily expression. The one for the month of Tammuz is seeing, re'iyah. The mazel, right? The astrological arrangement for the month of Tammuz is Sartan, okay, which is Cancer, or the crab. Okay, Cancer is Latin for crab, I think. Yad Yamin, and the body part is the right hand. Okay? Have to see what we can do with that. V'achar kach, the Sefer Yetzirah continues, Himlechos Tes B'Shmia. The letter Tes is the letter for the month of Av. The action for the month of Av is Shmia, listening, hearing. V'kasher lo keser v'tzar fin zevezev v'tzar behem aryeh ba'olam. The mazel is the lion. V'av b'shana v'kulya smol is b'nefesh zachar nekeva. And the left kulya, what's the kulya? Kidney, the left kidney. Right, Klaus, the left kidney. Okay? Not both kidneys, just the left kidney. Okay? So we have our work for us here. Let's start with the osios of Ches and Tes, and we'll see something very pashut and very, very, very clear to us in the words of Chazal, even in the words of Tanakh. So he says, Hin Chiroa osios Ches Tes, Vehema Sholtim Bebez Chadashim Halalu. Ches and Tes are the letters associated with Tammuz and Av. V'zeu ha-nirmaz chet chata Yerushalayim. When Megillas Eicha wants to describe what was happening, how could it be, right, the answer to Eicha Yashabadah, the answer is chet chata Yerushalayim, that Klai is over in a terrible state of sin. And it's interesting, Ches and Tes, to the exclusion of Aleph, is very important, right, meaning where's the Aleph? How do you spell the word chet? Ches, Tes, Aleph. You need the Aleph. So the truth is, you don't really need the Aleph. How do we know this? We know this from Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Where do we see this in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah? When the Ramah says, people are knowing not to eat egozim on Rosh Hashanah, because egoz is gematria chet.
It's really not.
Chet is spelled, ches, tes, Aleph is 18, right? Ches, tes is 17, egoz is 17. So the answer is that the aleph of the word chet is really not the part of the chet that's sinful. The aleph, as the Baal Shem Tov and others explain, is the aspect of kutshav richu that remains even b'shas, the chet. Right? It's silent. When I say the word chet, I don't need the aleph. Doesn't it's not enunciated. You don't hear the aleph, right? But I know it's there. So exactly, that's what happened in the moment I sinned with my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He is there, but he's not present. He has no voice. So to speak. So Chet Chata Yerushalayim, right? The letters Ches and Tes are really the ikur letters of Chet, and obviously those are going to be very negative letters. He points out from the Baal Turim, Parshas Vayechi, a fascinating thing. When Yaakov gathers his children to Megala the Kates, Vayikra Yaakov Abanav Bikish Legalis Lahemes Akates, Venistam Imenu, Amar Shema Chas Vashalom Yeshbachem Chet. Yaakov panicked and said, oh, maybe my children aren't worthy, right? We have a similar. This is a different take. We have the Gemara in Psachim Daf Nun Vav that talks about this scene. But here, Baal Turim brings a different, slightly different tradition, right? What happens in the Gemara? In the Gemara, they say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Yaakov says, Baruch Hashem Kavod, Baruch Hashem Olam Ve. Then the Gemara has a little question, should we say, Baruch Hashem, we say it in a whisper, Moshe didn't say it, Yaakov did say it. Here, the Baal Turim presents a different story. Yaakov panicked, maybe my children have chet. Amru tidaktik b'shmoseinu v'lo timtza behem osios ches and tes. Interesting. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, go all the way through. You'll find not one of the shvatim has a letter ches, not one of the shvatim has a letter tes. Very, very interesting. So what do you see? And that was the response. Don't worry. No, we're not nechru. We don't have chet. Our name doesn't have chet. Our name is our essence. So we don't have chet. Be'etzim. Harei lecha sha osios garmim. So what do you see? That having a letter a ches or a tes in your name has a hashpah on a person. Now don't panic. He says in parentheses, "Hagam shugavadai habechir." Listen, you have the Gemara in Brachos is very clear on Dav Zayin. Right? Amar Yochanan minayin deshmei gar. How do you know that a name matters? Right? But he says, "Okay, let's relax a moment here. Don't get too nervous." Bechir chafshis probably trumps that concept. Hagam shugavadai habechir chafshis. Im kolzeh hazman v'hamakum v'hanefesh lefalim misayayim lechol inyan havim. Right? We should certainly be aware of that. Yeah, my name does matter, and the mazel I was born under does matter, and everything in my life matters. Things matter. These things do matter. Right? We're at the end of Masechet Shabbos. A person is born under a certain mazel, so he's going to have a certain tia towards blood, so he should become a moel, he should become a shochet, right? He shouldn't become a murderer. Okay, so these things do matter. Obviously, you always have choice, but it says something about the very nature of the shvatim that none of them have a ches or a tes as part of their name. Imke. So the months that are rooted in ches and tes, that's their very essence, right? So then obviously it makes sense that these are going to be very difficult times for the Jewish people. Really, they should have seen unbelievable miracles when they returned to rebuild by Sheni. But the chet was gorim. What does it mean, the chet was gorim? So he says, go learn a little Tanakh. Hinei Timsa, look and say for Ezra. Ezra left to come back to Yerushalayim in Nisan, as maybe we'll get to see. We'll see how far we get. But we know when Ezra arrived in Yerushalayim. Sheba Ezra li Yerushalayim b'chodesh hachamishi, which is Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. He came back to Yerushalayim in the month of Av. Well, that's going to be a tough time to have Midas HaRachamim and a lot of heavenly intervention in everything that you're doing. Sha'az Shlita Sachet. He came back at the time when, what do you expect? Vizeu Sheish Lafarish. Chet Chata Yerushalayim. Yes, Chet Chata Yerushalayim. It was a difficult time. But realize Al Kain Lenida Haisa. So he says, L'chor Akasha. Chet is a Lashon of Shogig. Halo Chet Peirusho Shogig. Right? Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati. Okay? Right? That's an order from least severe to most severe, to Machlokas Tanayim in Maseches Yoma, when the Kohen Gadol recites the Viduyim that he recites over the course of Yom Kippur, does he start from the top down? As Shitas Rabbi Meir Chaim say, it doesn't make any sense. You should start from, right? You read the Mishnayos in Yoma, it says Pashati Aviti, right? Chatasi. It goes in that order. You would never know anything more if you just learned the Mishnayos. The Gemara says the Chomer Cholek and says, no, the Kohen Gadol went in the opposite order. You don't start with I rebelled against you, Hashem. Oh, by the way, I also made some like mistakes. You say I made some mistakes. Not only that, I did this. Not only that, I did this.
Kohen Chata is a
shogeg,
right?
What did you say?
Kohen Chata is for
shogeg, right? So what does it mean? Al kein lenida haisa. So chet is by definition the parish of chet is shogeg v'kasha v'chiyuvnei shgaga al kein tiyam ruchekas kanida, that there has to be complete separation simply because of chet. Well, if he ends chilel, think about it like this. He says yesh lefarish chet chata Yerushalayim. That's dafka the point. Anida is an absolute separation, but it's only temporary. So chet chata Yerushalayim hazman garam zman shlitas chet. Yes, it was a zman of chet. There was an element of chet that took place. Al kein lenida haisa. What does it mean? Al kein lenida haisa. Al kein haisa rak nida. Lokomo shar arayas. It's not like arayas that are yisurin right in isra olam. Muruchakin la olam. Rak kamo nida shemuteras lacher zman. So that's the daf. What it's saying. Yes, the intensity of the separation is very was very intense at that time. But realize that it's only lenida. It's like a nida who returns. The truth is already you find this in Rishonim. Rashi in the opening pasuk of Megillas Eicha says this on what? Eicha Yashub Adad, keep going. Ha'ir Abasiyam. Ha'isa Ka'almana. Rashi says, what's Ka'almana? Ka'almana, what do you mean Ka'almana? Either the husband's dead or the husband's not dead. No, Ka'almana, Rashi says, like a husband who's gone overseas, and will eventually return. Right? So she feels a sense of, I'm all alone in the world, what's going to be? But the husband, she's hopeful the husband's going to come back. Mm-hmm. That's exactly our feeling. Yes, Chet Chata Yerushalayim. It was a bad spiritual energy that led to a lot of negative behavior, which led to a lot of Chorban. But realize that it's Kalmana. Realize it's Lanida. And it's only a temporary state of being. Okay, Gullis will eventually end. Os Gimel. Hinei Tizbonein Al Pi Sefer Yetzira HaNizkaleel. Chush ha-re'iyah b'nefesh hu neged chodesh tamuz b'shana, v'chush ha-shmiyah b'nefesh neged chodesh av b'shana. Okay, so we're dealing with re'iyah and shmiyah. Okay, so he says, let's add another piece to the puzzle, something the Sefer Yetzirah doesn't bring, but he usually quotes from the Shari Orah. There are three, I think, different ways in the Svarim to align up the Shvatim in accordance with the months. Okay, the Sefer Yetzirah generally follows the Shari Orah on this. One of the important, early, difficult Sefer Kabbalah, and he says, "B'sidur hashvatim l'diglayim Yehuda Yisachar Zvulin is neged Nisan Iyar Sivan." Okay, in the order that they're arranged, right? Yehuda Yisachar and Zvulin camp to which direction?
East.
Nachon. Okay, so that's Nisan Iyar Sivan. Yehuda Yisachar Zvulin Nisan Iyar Sivan. Degel Aleph. Degel Beis. Reuven Shimon Gad. What direction? South. Reuven neged Tammuz, shehu chodesh chush ha-re'iyah. Fine, let's pause there for a second. Good. So Reuven, right, so Nisan Iyar Sivan is Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun. Reuven Shimon Gad is the next 3 months. So Reuven is Tammuz, Shimon is Av, and God is Elul. Hine Reuven neged Tammuz, shehu chodesh chush ha-re'iyah. Reuven lines up with Tammuz, which we said is Re'iyah. That makes a lot of sense. Alkein Amrelaya Belidus Ruvein Lashon Ri'iya. That's why do you think we have so many nisyonos with Ri'iya and Shmi in the summer months? Fastam. Right? I'm saying the whole Welt is very into Ri'iya and Shmiya. It's all about, right? It's all about the summer, you know, the way people dress in the summer, the summer concerts, right? It's all about, like, it's all in Yanei Ri'iya and Shmiya. There's a reason for that. Alkein Amar Leah Belidus Ruvein Lashon Ri'iya. Ki Ra Hashem Ba'anyi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has seen my suffering. Ri'iya, Ruvein. That's the essence of his name. Shimon. Shimon is Keneged Chodesh Av, who Neged Chosh HaShmiya. Alkein Amar Leah Belidaso Lashon Shmiya. Ki Shama Hashem Ki. What's the end of that pasuk? That she's hated, right? I think that's the end of the pasuk. Ki Shama Hashem. Hashem has heard that I'm hated, and he is therefore blessed me with children. And more than that, this next point is somewhat obvious, but he says, "Vinei timsa os harishon b'shem Reuven os reish, k'mo os harishon shel Re'iya." And the os harishon of Shimon is a shin, which is k'neged the os harishon shel Shmiya. Okay, now I'll just point out, he's going to mention it later, but I want to mention it now just in case we don't really get to it later. And that is the following. If you look in his first mimer on El, so he talks about how Resh and Shin, right, when they join together, Talmud and Av, Resh and Shin spell Rash. Right? What does Rash mean? Rash means poor, weak. When the month of Elul comes along, the letter for the month of Elul is the letter Ayin. Right? And when you add the Ayin to the Resh and the Shin, you now have a Shar. You have a Psichas Hashar. There's an opening. There's room to move forward. And he explains, and I hope we'll get to it, he has it towards the top of the next page, right? When we say in the Slichos, Kidalim ukarashim defaknu dalasecha, like Rashim, we knocked on your door looking to find the Shar, to find the way in. Right, so that's what's also being Merumis here. So let's just keep that in mind as we go. Okay, so the Resh and the Shin, besides being Merumis to Ri'iya and Shmiya, right, they themselves imply a certain weakness, a certain poor state of the Jewish people. Vine timsa. So therefore, it shouldn't surprise us. Kian nesiyim shel elu beiz hashvatim sheim neged beiz chadashim. Unfortunately, the hashpa is going to be felt by those shvatim of Reuven and Shimon, and obviously a shevet is included, so to speak, or represented by its nasi. So the nasi from shevet Reuven and shevet Shimon are going to have a lot of trouble. And again, there's always bechira chashis, but there's a certain destiny that it sort of has to be that way. Bad things happen. Where do we see? Dihinei. Hamaragdim halchu l'toras ha'aretz b'chavta Sivan. The Maragdim left to scout out the land on the 29th of Sivan. B'meila halchu b'tamuz chodesh ha'ri'iyah. They spent the entire month of Tammuz. Think about this. The full month of Tammuz. They spent the time seeing. V'yiru ha'aretz v'yiniu ha'slev b'nei Yisrael. They saw the land, and they dissuaded the hearts of the Jewish people from believing in Eretz Yisrael. V'nifkam chush ha'ri'iyah. They spent the whole month seeing in the wrong way. V'hinei, v'yashuvu mitur ha'aretz miketz arbaim yom. 40 days later, again, they left on the 29th of Sivan. So they came back 40 days later. So now they're a few days into Av, Chodesh Av, right? The Chodesh of Shmiya. And they come back with their negative report, v'otziu dibal ha'aretz. And what happens? Everyone's crying. Why is everyone crying? Batisa kol eida v'yidnu es kolam. What's everyone getting so bent out of shape for? Very simple. Ki shamu lidevayim. Because they've listened to what the Maragdim had to say. It's unbelievable. It's so precise. V'nifkam b'chush hashmiya. They were pogim in the chush hashmiya. And therefore, nigzur gezeira, it makes sense that, of course, Reuven and Shimon are going to be hurting so terribly in the midbar. And again, the Nisiyim as the representation of those shvatim. V'nigzu ha'gezeira al elu beiz ha'chadashim ad kirachum Hashem Yisbarach m'her b'yameinu. We daven at these months. Again, these are going to be months that are turned into tremendous months of joy, of tshuva, of simcha. But for the interim, unfortunately, they're painful times. Lazet timsa de'habez Nisiyim shal elu beiz ha'shvatim Reuven Shimon kiblu pagam teikav b'yosem b'midbar. Elitzur ben Shteor got caught up with Adas Korach and Zimri ben Salu. Who's Zimri ben Salu? Zimri ben Salu is better known as Shlumiel ben, right, Tzuri Shaddai, who was the Nasi of Shevet Shimon. Who Shlumiel? Kamosha Amru Chazal, the Gemara says, right, Shlumiel is Zimri ben Salu. What happened in Shittim? Akein anu mispalim, we daven, we beg a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk in Daniel, Hatei Elokai Aznecha Ushama. Pekach einecha ure'ei. Hashem, if we're going to ask you to help us, we need help in our Shmiah. We need you to listen and to help us to listen, and we need you to look, to help us to look, so that we can, you know, mahu afata, we can try to be more like you. Kadeshi yitukan re'iyah v'shmiah. And therefore, where's the celebration when it's all said and done? When we finally make it, when we push our way through these very difficult days of Chorban, of Golis, we finally make it to the great Yom Tov of Tu B'Av. So look again how precise every letter of Chazal has to be read carefully. Alkein b'Tu B'Av shekvar kaima siira ba'ashlamusa. When the moon reaches its peak, again when the din, so to speak, breaks at that midway point of the month of Av. Umisorim rachamim shlemas haratzon. So what do we do on Tu B'Av? What was the minug? Right, it's a time of shidduchim. It's a time of zivug. It's a time of connecting back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we're connecting with our spouses or potential shidduchim down below. Binos Yisrael yotzos v'cholos v'kramim v'omros. What do they say? What do the young ladies looking to get married say as they're dancing in the vineyards? Bachur, young man, sana einecha ure'ei, use your eyes properly. And what does the Gemara say? Hinei habachurim ro'im v'shomim mahin omros. And this is they tell those mice, they tell the mice where someone dressed up on Purim like a certain Rasha, and he came before, I don't know if they tell with the Chavetz Chaim, they tell with a few different people, he came before the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim said, you know, free the Jews from the terrible Gzeras. And he refused to do it, and then like afterwards the Chavetz Chaim was all upset because he said he didn't realize that we were acting it out. Had he said yes, it would have had that Hashpah and Shemayim, and the Gezerah would have been broken. You know, so when we act out this play, right, the Benos Yisrael dancing around and saying, Bachurim, listen, and they listen, and they see, right, that's being metaken in the Olamos, the Chibur between Knesset Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says, think a lot about this, read the words of the Gemara carefully in Tanis. Bin v'izbonin v'drush v'kav l'schar. There's a lot more, obviously, to be uncovered. He's giving us just the Rashi Prakim. Okay, good. Questions, comments? Oz Dalet? Okay, Oz Dalet. Let's go one step deeper. Alpi Kabbalas HaArizal. Now, we assigned, according to the Sefer Yetzirah, the Yad Yamin to the month of Tammuz, and the left... Kulia, right, thank you. The left kidney to the month of Av. There's also a cheshbon within the face. Right? The Ivari HaRosh, as it's referred to. The Arizal Lekutei Torah writes about this. And he gives us which parts of the face correspond to which month. Alpi Kabbalas HaRizal, Asher kol hachadashim heim bechinas Ivari HaRosh, hinei beiz hachadashim halalu heim bechinas Ayin Yamin, Tammuz is the right eye, ubechinas, right, the left eye, Av is the left eye. Ukeis bavonosinu harabim, sadly in the times in which we live, in these days, Tammuz and Av, there are times of tears, of crying, where the eyes are shedding water. Namar eini eini yarda mayim, like it says in Gilas Eicha. Right, the eyes are dripping with tears and the pain, because these are months again where the eyes are not mitukan. Nira li, hu an yirmas b'divrei Chazal. Kala she'eineha yafos ein kol gufa tzarech b'dika. If you find a spouse who has beautiful eyes, you don't need to look at any other part of her. Who's the Kala? The Kala, of course, in the divine relationship is us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasan. So if the Kala has good eyes, if Klal Yisrael can behave properly in the month of Tammuz and Av, then all the alachas kam v'kam, you don't have to worry about the rest of the guf, the rest of the calendar year. U'behefe chas v'shalom. If Klal Yisrael does not have proper eyes, if Tammuz and Av are not what they need to be, so then how can you expect to... Right? How can you expect to be metaking any of the problems and to work towards a geula? Enayim halal yutuknu ve'iru bavo pinchas Eliyahu. When will the eyes achieve their tikkun? When will the eyes get a tikkun? With the geula shlema. Who's going to bring the geula shlema? Pinchas, who is Eliyahu? How do we know Pinchas and Eliyahu share a neshama? B'mheir b'yameinu. He says Pinchas is Gematria 208, Eliyahu is Gematria 52. It's two times Ayin, right? Ayin is Gematria 260. So when Pinchas and Eliyahu, Pinchas as Eliyahu will arrive to bring the Geula once we achieve this perfection, this perfected state of Re'iyah, perfecting our eyes. And this is exactly what we allude to in the Kinos. Hu asher yasad hamakonein, she'amar Moshe b'shlichos harishon, she'shalchu Hashem Yisbarach legolas Yisrael. There's an Indian that Moshe was the first goal and he's the last goal. Now whether or not Moshe will actually be the last goal and how that works, what that means, it's hard for us to maybe understand. But when Moshe was told, I'm sending you, Moshe had a taina. Moshe said, why are you bothering sending me? If you send me, that means there's still going to be a Galus Bavel and a Parasumadai and a Yavan and an Edom. Just send, let's wrap it up. Send Elio. Let's bring the Geula Shlema. And that's what we allude to in the Kinos. Right? In the Kinov, Eichas Asher Kvar Aso, we say, Ma Betza Ki Tishalach, V'acharai Giladi Yeshulach. What's the point of sending me when after me you're still going to have to send, right, Elio HaGiladi? What does that mean? What's that kina being merami is to? It's being merami is something we find in the Targum Yonasan. In the Targum Yonasan, Ashlach na biyat yishlach. What does it say? Moshe says, "Don't send me, right? Please send the one you're going to eventually send." It's also in Pirkei Der Eliezer, a very similar thing, where Moshe says, "Don't send me, send Mashiach." Biyat Pinchas Eliyahu dant osid lemishlach b'sof yomaya. Send the one who you're going to have to send eventually. What are we wasting time here? Moshe says, "Okay." So there's this Indian of Moshe looking towards the future saying, let's just wrap things up already. It's not hinted to necessarily, we don't know how to read it in between the lines. I mean, Targum Yonasan tells us on Shlach Nabiat Tishlach, and Chazal and the Medrash Pirkei Der Eliezer say a similar thing. But he says, I'll show you somewhere else where it's Merumas in the Pasuk. When Moshe is standing en route, so seeing the sneh, Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros, and Moshe looks in the direction of the sneh, the burning sneh, right, that will not be consumed. And Moshe is sar, he turns Liros to see. He says, sar is gematria, two times ayin. What does it mean? Moshe is stakel shabez chadashin lo yetuknu ve'yur lagamri aragula achrona shiyavo pinchas eliyahu. Moshe says, he's looking in the direction of the burning bush, and he sees the pain and the suffering of the Jewish people, but he understands Sar Liros, it's going to take a Pinchas and Eliyahu, it's going to take a perfected state of the eyes of a Tamaz and Av, to bring us to a Geula Shlema. Alkein Bikesh Moshe, and that's why Moshe says, Shlachna, right? Shlachna Biyat Yishlach, what are you sending me for? Like we saw in the Targum. V'nei Mekubal Minu Mekubal Marishonim. It ends with this. I assume everyone's davening at 2:33, so we'll probably, is that the game plan? Okay, so we'll end with this paragraph, and we'll have to save some more for another time, Amir Tashem. But we have a tradition, it's brought in very early Kabbalistic works, that we know the names of Mashiach. Now again, there are many names for Mashiach, Ben Yosef, Ben David, but two names that we find in early sources, and we find them again appearing in the Slichos, at various points in the calendar year, are the following. Shemos Train Mashiachim, the names of the two Mashiachim, Ben Yosef and Ben David, what are they? Heim Nechemya ben Chushiel and Menachem ben Amiel. Okay, these are the names that we find. We find it, V'chein Yasser HaPaitan Baslichos Nisaris Me'etshuva, Tishbi Menachem v'Nechemya. When we're calling for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Geula Shlema, we say, send us Tishbi, Eliyahu Tishbi, send us Menachem v'Nechemya. Who's Menachem v'Nechemya? You're reading that Slicha and you're paying attention, you don't know what it's talking about. It's talking about Nechemya ben Chushiel, Menachem ben Amiel. So he says a beautiful remez. Hine Nechemya ben Chushiel plus Menachem ben Amiel plus Eliyahu. When you have these three, the two Mashiachim plus Eliyahu, the harbinger, the one who comes to declare the Geula, it's Begmatria Bereishis. Then you're back where we started. We're back where we need to be. 913 Bidiyuk. Hine Gimel Goalim Halalu. Nirmazim Baschalas HaTorah LaRameis Bevo Hagimel Goalim Halalu Oz Yismach Hashem B'Masav. Right? When these three things come together, then Hashem can really rejoice with Bereishis, that the purpose of the universe. And this is my favorite part. He says, we know there's a big Inyan by the Svarim, although I just saw over Shabbos in the Pnimei, Rabbeinu Yecheskel, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. He wasn't necessarily overly fond of this Inyan, but he's coming from a different place. Within Sifrei Chasidus and Pnimei Satorah, it's certainly a big Inyan, to attach the end of the Torah back to the beginning of the Torah. Right? To be not sofa, but chilasa. So he says, with this we have a beautiful, beautiful new understanding of the relationship between the last three words of the Torah and the first three words of the Torah. The Torah ends Le'enei Kol Yisrael, and the Torah begins Bereishis Bara Elokim. What's the pshat? Ratzal Omer La'tikinu Le'heir Ha'inayim Shal Knesset Yisrael Le'enei Kol Yisrael. When the eyes of Klal Yisrael, when Talmud Zanav Kala She'enei Yafos, when the eyes of Klal Yisrael are proper, right? And then we can expect and believe that there'll be a Nechemi ben Chusha, Menachem ben Ambi, Yo, Zgmachim, Bereishis. And then Bereishis Bar Elokim. This is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Hine Bereishis, HaGimbal Goalim, Bar Elokim. That's what Hashem will create. That's what Hashem wants to create. Yavau b'mehir b'yameinu, l'goalenu, g'ulas ola. We should be zochet to a amazing g'ula b'karov.
Amen.
Okay, shkoyach. I'm glad we got to learn a little. A lot more to say, but a good start.